All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it is all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming back to the show right now is a lovely lady based out of a very cool place. It has to be a cool place. It's called Surfside Beach. It's located in South Carolina. You don't get any cooler sounding than that. She's a certified life coach and author, a speaker as well. You can reach out to her through her website. She also owns Fowler Life Coaching. The website, fowlercoaching.com. Fowler spelled F-O-W-L-E-R, coaching.com. That's fowlercoaching.com. Or you can give her a call directly at 202-294-1080. I'm talking about our guest, Kim Fowler. Kim, welcome back to the show, and how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and again, you know, kind of jealous about your location. I'll admit it, you know, Surfside Beach sounds pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
how's the weather there on Valentine's Day?
Well, that's pretty cold.
Oh, really?
For us, anyway. We've only got about 3,500 people who live here. But it's a beautiful place on the beach. But yeah, it's about it's in the probably high 50s right now.
Oh my goodness, you must be bundled up tight.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Everyone's indoors.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Yesterday it was like 20 degrees in the morning with a wind chill. Felt like six. But I had to go outside anyway. Hey, Kim, real quick before we get rolling. I know you've been with us before, but we always have new people checking out the show for the first time. So do me a favor and just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do at Fowler Life Coaching.
Sure. Well, I have been a life coach since 2008 officially, and I got interested in the field in 2003 when I read a book by a life coach and found out that that was actually a profession. And was just basically just kind of had a huge passion for it and had always been interested in self-help. So I began helping people in 2008. I was trained by Fowler Wainwright International, and I was in the Washington, D.C. area, and I focused mainly on helping. I helped a lot of widows. I helped a lot of people who wanted to start their own businesses.
Right.
And then I just helped people who had these really big goals, and they just didn't, you know how to get started, or maybe they did, but they've gotten started and gotten off track and needed to get back on track.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of times, let's face it, you know, you want to try and do something, and you start heading down that road, and things come up, life gets in the way, all of a sudden, you know, maybe you get a couple of challenges thrown your way, and you kind of get off track, right?
Yes, that's easy. Easy to do.
Right. And it's nice to have a coach there because it's almost like, you know, now you got somebody to be accountable to.
Yes. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you can be so involved in something that, you know, and you're working really hard toward it and you really need to take a step back and look at it from a different point of view. And sometimes the coach can give you that different point of view.
Right.
Because they're not involved. They're not emotionally involved in it.
Yeah, you know what? Let me ask you this, because, you know, I feel like that's one of those things that can be a very powerful motivator in terms of, you know, achieving a goal, which is what I'm talking about is the emotional part. But how does that, you know, how can that be a distraction or kind of hold you back as well?
The emotional part?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, like I have a client right now her husband passed away a while back.
Right.
She's remarried, and she has all these things going on. And one of the things that she has to do is clean out her house and her old house that she lived with her, you know, first husband in. And so that's very emotional for her. So to have someone there, you know, she actually hired a professional organizer who can do the same thing as
right.
far as helping her organize without getting emotionally involved. But sometimes you just have that emotional block. You know, especially sometimes it can just be a gremlin. You know, if you're trying to do something really big, but your grandmother's voice or your mom's voice or dad's voice is in your head telling
right.
you that, you know, you can't do something or you're not good at something. I wanted to be a ballerina, and my mother said, "Oh, you're terrible at it." She was right, but, you know, I quit ballet. I got just because of that, in my head all the time, if you can't dance, you can't be a ballerina, So those things also get into our minds and our heads, and we think those things through, and really, it may not even really be true, but that's just what we believe.
Right. And again, it's being imparted to you by someone you trust. So you kind of hold their opinion in high regard.
Exactly.
Now, at what age, if you don't mind me asking, did your mom say this to you?
Oh, I was 13.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I've been taking ballet since I was 5 years old.
Right.
But I wasn't good at it. She was right. But, there's other things. And I hear it all the time from my clients. They don't think they're good at something or can't do something. Or they feel guilty about something. I had a client who, she felt guilty because her mother raised her children. And so all the time she was putting her children first. And it was extremely emotional for her. And I said, you've just got to get over the guilt of that because they're out of high school now.
Right.
You need to realize you did what you had to do for yourself and move on and quit putting them first all the time because it's about you too, So it's those types of emotional things that get in the way.
Right. And unfortunately, sometimes, again, the people that we look up to, our parents, maybe a sibling or something, they have the best intentions, but they say the wrong thing. So you were 13 and your mom tells you, you're really not a good ballerina. I don't think that's something you should be pursuing. Yeah, at 13, that's an influential age, and unfortunately, it made you stop. Now, who knows where that could have gone? I'm not saying, that she was wrong or that she was right. Nobody's going to ever know. But then you look at a story like, say, like Michael Jordan getting cut from his first basketball team growing up.
Uh-huh.
They basically told him he wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
He could have said, okay, you're right, I give up, and went and found something else. But instead, he just, that made him train that much harder. So again, having a coach to kind of point you in the right direction, be like, all right, well, maybe this, if we do this, and that's probably what ended up happening. He just started playing more, found a coach that believed in him, showed him the right way, and then opened those doors for him. And of course, now we all know who the heck he is.
Right, and look at right now going on the Olympics. Who knows how many of those people could have been, discouraged.
It's amazing because, and that's one of those things where, you look at an Olympic athlete, they need coaches. They're training in some instances, if you're talking about a Summer Olympics like a sprinter, they're training for 9 seconds. They'll train 4 years for just 9 seconds, and they got to get it right. So, the importance of coaching really shines when you take a look at certain situations, but it can also shine in your own life as well.
Yes.
You know what I want to do as well, Kim, while we got you here? Let me open up the phone line, 631-724-1405 is the phone number. If you want to talk to our guest, Kim Fowler, she's the certified life coach, author, speaker, you name it, she does it all. Owner at Fowler Life Coaching, fowlercoaching.com is her website. Or you can call it directly. If you can't get through on the phone and you don't feel like, I don't know if I want to say anything out loud, 202-294-1080 is her direct line. You can talk to her privately as well. Hey, let me ask you this. Now, when it comes to, today's a holiday. I guess it's not really a holiday. Is it a holiday, Kim?
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, because I asked the 11-year-old at home, told him when he was getting up, it's like, come on, you got to get up, it's Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, does that mean I get to sleep? Nope. Then it's not a real holiday. And he kind of rolled over, and he was right. I guess if you still have to go to school and still have to go to work, it's not really a holiday.
No, it's a greeting card holiday.
Yeah.
That's what I call them.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you this. When, with the coaching, and because it is Valentine's Day, and part of that, I'm sure you probably work with people when it comes to their relationships as well, right?
Yes. Or, some people, Valentine's Day to me is more about loving yourself first. And so I tell my clients that on Valentine's Day, it's a great day to schedule all your doctor's appointments for the year. because, you know, it comes up every year, Valentine's Day does, and it's a great reminder, hey, let me go ahead and get this done. That way, it's scheduled out for the year, and you're taking care of yourself.
Right.
And then if you're single, you know, it's, a lot of people don't like this holiday because of that or this day. You know, do something special for yourself. Schedule a spa day. Have a facial, a massage. Do some, plan a dinner with your other single friends. Or if you're in a relationship,
right.
It's a great time to make goals together for your relationship. So maybe you sit down tonight and you decide to schedule out a weekly date. Or you decide to schedule that every month you'll go on an out-of-town getaway for a weekend. And schedule those dates out and decide where you're going to go.
Right.
All right. Well, that's a good idea to do. And I kind of never really thought about it that way, but I guess that's a great way to, especially if you are single and you got nothing else going on. It's like, well, I'm going to take care of myself today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's there's places. I always give my clients this little thing that I put together. It's got, 10 good places to meet men, 10 good places to meet women, places to meet people in general. If you're, like, for instance, if you're trying to meet men, you might go to the golf courses, go to the driving ranges.
Right.
Go to, a hardware store, car auctions, things like that. If you're trying to meet women, you might take a cooking class or go to a garden club meeting or go to a fashion show or something like that.
Right.
Instead of the bars.
Now, what about, because I know a lot of singles, and it's funny because I overheard a conversation, and I was laughing because I was in the supermarket, and I heard one of the people, I'm not sure if it was the person working there, telling the person who was online or something like that, where they're like, well, I always know when it's a, you always know when the singles are around. It's like, why? It's because usually around between 7 and 8 o'clock, they call it happy hour. That's usually when the single people go shopping, and you can tell because they only have a little basket.
Well, it's funny because that's one of the places that you can meet people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and in fact, there was a grocery store in D.C. who used to have a single meeting, like a single thing where they would invite singles to come in and go shopping once a week on at a certain time. Yeah, it's kind of funny. You wouldn't, really expect grocery stores, but they're great.
Right. All right. Well, good to know. Hey, we've got our first caller on the line. Who knows? Maybe they need to figure out another place to go shopping. Caller, what's your name and what's your question for Kim Fowler?
My name is Anna. I enjoyed watching your last show regarding resolutions. I struggle every year with those. My question is if it's okay to work with a life coach and a therapist at the same time.
Yes, definitely. Hi, Anna. I do have clients who also have therapists. In fact, I've got some clients who sometimes they have a mental block on reaching one of their goals. And so I will recommend them to go see a therapist while they're still seeing me. Now, what I would say is if you're seeing the therapist first, two things. Number one, ask the therapist if they think that that's a good idea because they know you best, better than I would. And then also, once you get finished with your therapy, as you're wrapping it up, because sometimes people do, they get out of the therapy and they need to move forward from there, it's kind of a good way to transition, seeing a life coach after that is a good way to transition to move forward. So, if you're talking to your therapist, you just might ask, what do you think about my seeing a life coach as well, and get their opinion on that.
All right, Anna, does that help?
Yes, it definitely does. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too, Anna. Hopefully you don't have to go shopping by yourself tonight. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Again, our guest is Kim Fowler, the owner at Fowler Life Coaching at Surfside Beach, South Carolina. Reach out to her. You can work with anybody no matter where they're located, right? They don't have to be in Southside Beach?
Yes, uh-huh.
Surfside Beach?
Yeah, by phone and all kinds of things. We have the internet, Zoom, and everything, Skype.
All right, very good. So she can meet with you right in the comfort and personal space of your own home. through Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, what have you, either by phone as well. Kim Fowler, she's our guest, Surfside Beach, South Carolina. Go to fowlercoaching.com, or if you want to talk to her privately, 202-294-1080. We'll take this quick break, and we come back more with our guest, and your phone calls as well, right here on All Business Media.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician, even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
Hey, road cyclist, do you want a real adventure? Is your computer slow? Seeing strange pop-ups? You could have a computer infection. Call Computer and Internet Help. A certified malware removal specialist will make your computer healthy and fast again. Most importantly, at an affordable price. Call Computer and Internet Help at 239-567-0104. That's 239-567-0104. Or email them at pccoach@live.com. That's pccoach@live.com. And go to their website, computerandinternethelp.com. Computerandinternethelp.com. Computer and Internet Help, making computers healthy, one at a time.
Stones and Stuff. Get the right stuff into your world with Stones and Stuff. Do you feel, even with your accomplishments and achievements, you're between a rock and a hard place? Disconnected from the inner you? Then the team at Stones and Stuff can safely guide you through your spiritual journey to your authentic self, using stones, crystals, minerals, and the power of self-healing to find deeper insight into your life. Step back into the real you. Be set free to be who you were meant to be. Go to stonesandstuff.com or call for services at 207-874-0789. Stones and Stuff. Love rocks.
How about a week-long vacation in Tuscany or Lake Como, Italy? Cyclobella Italia tours are so much more than just great cycling. Come and enjoy not only cycling, but all the best in food, wine, sightseeing, and la dolce vita in Italy. Go to the website, cyclobellaitalia.com, to register for the Cyclobella Italia newsletter, filled with interesting information about Italy and the tours. Visit the website to view the photo gallery of prior tours and learn more about the fantastic cycling experience with Cyclobella Italia. Email Joe at cyclobellaitalia.com or phone 480-353-6660. Cyclobella Italia. Ride, eat, drink, live.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado, exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado. And again, we're sitting with our guest, Kim Fowler. She's the owner at Fowler Life Coaching, certified life coach, author, speaker. When you go to her website, you can check out exactly who she is, what she does, how she can help you. You can also click on the link right there on the homepage. Right there on the homepage, right, Kim? If people want a free copy of your ebook, Design the Life You Were Meant to Have, they can go there and click on that. Enter your first name, your last name, your email, of course, and then you can download it. And of course, they can also go to Amazon because you click down and you can get the other book. It's a book that she's a co-author of, The Power of Coaching, Manifesting Transformation in the World. She's one of the co-authors of it, and make sure you get that. It's available on Amazon.com. And again, Kim, thank you so much for spending the time with us. As always, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hey, so now, let me ask you this. this time of year, right? You know, we've gotten past the initial, you know, everybody wants to make those big changes. You know, now they're forgetting about their New Year's resolutions, things that they want to do. They kind of fallen back into those old patterns. Is that the best time that they should reach out to somebody like you and be like, hey, let's hold you accountable, so to speak. Let's get you back on track.
Yes, that's kind of when people start going, well, you know, maybe I rushed into something too big, or maybe you got sick and physically had to stop doing some of the things you thought you were going to do, whatever it is, because this is also flu season.
Right.
Whatever it is, reach out and I can help you get back on track, and then get you back focused on why you wanted that goal, because that's the most important thing, is why are you doing it, and then teaching you some things that might jumpstart you to get back on track.
Right.
So, it might be a habit that you could start doing, or it might be making shorter, tinier goals, mm-hmm. To make more progress in the long run. There's all kinds of things that we can do.
Right. Is that something you find that actually can work better with most people, is you make a, kind of smaller goals so you can achieve those, as opposed to just that one big one and then, I'm never going to get there, and then people give up?
Yes, that's exactly what happens. It just seems like it's so far in the distance that a couple of things happen. One is you procrastinate because you think you have all this time to do it. And number two, because it is so far out there, it seems like such a big, daunting goal. So what I suggest is, if you do have a one-year goal, make a 30 to 90 day goal that is in line to get you to that one-year goal, so it doesn't seem so daunting,
right?
And it's more immediate, so you'll see progress a lot quicker.
Right. Yeah, because I think that's probably the biggest thing. If you can start to see progress, then all of a sudden mm-hmm. it seems like it's okay, it's working, it's more attainable, right?
Oh, definitely. Losing weight, for example,
mm-hmm.
as soon as you start seeing the weight come off of you because of the things that you're doing, you don't want to stop. You start getting into this, oh my gosh, look how well I'm doing.
Right.
But if you kind of fall off the wagon after a week or don't stick with it and you don't see progress, maybe you're doing something wrong or eating the wrong foods, but you're still working out. So you might be doing one or two things, but not the whole routine to lose the weight, then, you'll just get frustrated and just not do any of it.
Right.
So, you'll see maybe 1 pound come off in a month. That's not very motivating.
No, then that usually means, well, maybe you're not doing things the way you're supposed to, right?
Exactly. So it might even be, sometimes people come to me and they're not making progress, and it may not be that they're not doing the work. It may be that there's other ways there's other things that they need to schedule in instead.
Right.
Maybe they're focusing on the wrong thing.
Or maybe it's like you said, they got off track because maybe a sickness happened, maybe a personal, situation got in the way, and now it's like, and then it's very tough. Now they've been off for, say, a couple of weeks because they were sick. Oh, I don't want to start that again. I'll do that next week. And then that starts that whole progression of going down, the road of not being successful again.
Exactly, especially if it's something physical, like exercising, and you're doing a great job, and then you get the flu,
mm-hmm.
and you're on your couch for a week. Getting back into that is almost like starting over again.
Right. Yeah, and it's always tough to get started again. Once you started something and it stops, and it's like,
yeah.
It becomes an arduous process, unfortunately, Kim.
Yeah.
Caller, we got another caller for you here, Kim. Caller, what's your name and what's your question for Kim Fowler?
Hey, Kim, this is Mark. I was considering using a life coach, and in your opinion, what's the most important question or quality to look for when choosing one?
I'm sorry, I didn't get to the end of that.
Yeah, Mark, can you say that again?
Yeah, I'm considering using life coach, but I want to know, in your opinion, what's the most important question or quality that I should look for when I'm trying to choose a life coach, to see if they fit with me?
Okay, that's a great question, Mark. What I suggest is, most life coaches will offer a little bit of a, you know, a call at the beginning to talk to you about what your goals are, what your needs are. And in that call, it's very important to see how you feel about the coach, because that's important. You know, so it, like if we were talking on our, I do a 30-minute free consultation call. So if I were talking with you and listening to you, and then I came back to you with, you know, some questions for you, you listen to my voice, you, maybe the speed that I'm going, all those types of things. You have to feel very comfortable with, you know, when you're talking with your coach, because, and also remember, everything's confidential. So, but when you're talking with your coach, it's kind of how you feel. You know, do you feel confident about your coach? Do you think they're knowledgeable? Do you think that they are on track with what you need to accomplish? Do they understand what you're talking about? I had a client yesterday. We were talking, and it was our third call, and she said to me, she goes, you know what? She goes, I'm finally realizing that you get what I'm going through. So you want to make sure that you have a coach that really understands what you're going through, and you feel like they understand what you're going through. And then also, you know, by all means, go to their websites, look at their success stories, look at their story, if you can relate to their story. You know, you don't want to go into a relationship with a coach not feeling comfortable. That's the biggest thing.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Sure.
You got it, Mark. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. And again, if anybody needs to reach out to Kim Fowler directly, you can do so. Go to her website, fowlercoaching.com, or you can give her a call directly, 202-294-1080. And again, you don't even have to be in the area of which she resides, Surfside Beach, South Carolina, which is right near Myrtle Beach. You can actually work with her no matter where you're located in the country, right, Kim? Because, again, yep. You were up in the D.C. area when you first started, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
And you probably retained a lot of your clients even after you moved, because...
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I did.
Because technology makes that possible.
It does. It's wonderful.
Hey, are there anything, you know, misconceptions that people might have regarding a life coach that you kind of ran into when you talked to certain people and, you know, like Mark was saying, you know, what should he look for? You know, best ways to determine if that's the right person for you?
Oh, yeah. So life coaches are not there to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to listen to you and ask you the right questions, because you know what you want, and you know what you want to do with your life. So if a lot of my clients will go, should I do, what would you do? You know, they'll give me, which one would you pick? And it's, you know, I can't pick it for you,
right.
You know, because it's your life. You know, you have to pick what's good for you. But what I try to do is get you comfortable with one way or the other by pulling questions out of you or pulling answers out of you.
Right.
And then just, you know, keep that why top of mind, you know. That's the biggest thing, why you're doing it.
Yeah.
That's what motivates you.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the, you know, that's a great question if you want to ask that to a contractor who's, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe they're redoing your yard and you're not sure, should I go with this kind of wall or that kind of wall for retaining? It's like, well, what would you do? It's like, well, I'd put this in my house. Well, then do that for me. That's fine there, but not when it comes to life coaching.
No.
Because everybody's different. Everybody's going to, you know, every situation is different. Everyone is different, and you got to take that into account. Again, our guest, Kim Fowler, reach out to her. She's a certified life coach, author, and speaker. Fowler Life Coaching. Go to fowlercoaching.com. That's fowlercoaching.com. Or give her a call, 202-294-1080. And again, thank you for joining us, Kim, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.